Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Vault dwellers, wastelanders, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. I hope you are having a wonderful week, and I missed a regular episode last week. I was on a quick little vacation, but got back in time for the Starfield Direct, so I thought you might be interested. If you are fans of Bethesda games like Fallout and Elder Scrolls, Starfield is looking amazing, so I posted that up for you to hear our impressions and get a glimpse of the Starfield Lorecast from last week. So if you are into that, we've got like 8 weeks or something like this before it drops. Is it 8 weeks? I don't know what the actual number is. I feel like somebody online posted it was 8 weeks, September 6th. And I'm super excited. I'm going to be doing a lot of Starfield content because it's going to be a gigantic game with all sorts of wonderful lore and all sorts of Bethesda goodness and probably some Easter eggs too. So tune into that. Whatever podcatcher you're listening to this on, turn on the Starfield Lorecast. Just look it up. Just Google it or whatever. Anyway, today's episode, I fell down kind of a hole here. I ran into an article on the Fallout Lore subreddit, and I do this on occasion. I plug into all these places. I like to be part of the conversations and to see what people are talking about and things. And I came across a really interesting question. Sometimes, a lot of times, you come across either questions that just don't have answers. People are like, you know, that one thing from that one little bit of a piece of a game in this one corner of the world that has no lore about it and no information on it at all. I wonder what the lore for that is. And it's like, well, cool, but there's no information. So, I mean, you could speculate whatever you want. Sometimes people post things on here and they're like, hey, that one little piece of lore, that one little piece of something in the corner of a game, I noticed that it's connected to this other thing and it's connected to this other thing. And so therefore, these are some fair conclusions we can draw. Those I find particularly interesting because now you're sewing that thread between the different bits, which the creators do often. This question, these kinds of questions, I find interesting because there's evidence for the answers, but it's not just an obvious thing. So here's the question. It says, who's the latest real-world person to exist in Fallout? Real historical figures are obviously shown to exist in Fallout lore, but who's the latest person born from the real world to actually feature in the lore? I thought this was really cool because we know that the Fallout universe breaks away from the real world in kind of fits and starts. There are some differences if you go far back in time between the Fallout world and our world, and then by the time you get to the end of the 20th century, it is branching off into a very clearly different path than where our world is. But there are people in Fallout that are referenced. There are characters, there are individuals, there are famous people, there are presidents and musicians and all sorts of people from the 20th century that are mentioned in the Fallout games. So which one was the last one to be mentioned and which ones can we draw certain conclusions about? And this got me down a rabbit hole. Okay, and I looked at all the different responses and there's some really good responses in here. And then I dug a little bit further into each of those and thought through some other options. And I've come to some conclusions about what we might be able to figure out is the last born person. This isn't the last living. This is because we don't know. We don't know. The timeline branches off, right? If somebody was born in 1950 and they haven't died in our world today, we don't know when they would have died in the Fallout universe. So we don't really know, right? So let's go down some of the options. We're going to start with characters that would have influenced the world in some significant ways. And one of the top posts in the feed mentions a gunsmith by the name of Gaston Glock, the Glock guns. Gaston Glock was put into an AI and continued making guns. And this is all, a lot of this stuff, a lot of this closer to real world stuff actually comes from Fallout 1 and Fallout 2. And we have evidence that Gaston Glock actually existed, created the Glock, and then was turned into an AI and helped engineer the plasma pistols in Fallout 1 and Fallout 2. So, okay, so who is Gaston Glock? Gaston Glock is an Austrian engineer and businessman, thus the Glock gun, who was born in July of 1929, July 19th, 1929. So almost 100 years ago, today's date, and by Fallout standards, that's even further back, but this could be a contender. We know that this person existed. They created weapons that show up in the game. They are referenced, and they are clearly of the 20th century. So Gaston Glock could be a legitimate option there. Now, there was some conversation about somebody like Eugene Stoner, the inventor of the AR-15, and how they probably existed, but we don't actually have a direct reference, as far as I can find, that that person was referenced. Just because the AR-15 might have been referenced or might have shown up, just because an item is talked about or shows up as a thing in the world, it doesn't mean it has exactly the same creator. That's a jump too far, I think. Because you could draw all sorts of conclusions if that's the case you want to make. And that's not necessarily always the case. We don't have enough evidence to make that jump. And I'm going to use that same logic as we move further in the episode as well. So Gaston Glock, 1929. Then I thought, okay, what about presidents? What about leaders of our country, of the United States, if you're from the United States? And which presidents are mentioned? We have a clear mention of President Nixon in Fallout 2 and in Fallout 76. Nixon is absolutely mentioned. Nixon, of course, was the 37th president of the United States. He served in office from 1969 to 1974. He did some terrible things and then eventually was kicked out of office. Actually, he got found out and then he resigned. Because that's what you're supposed to do when you break the law as the president. Now, we know that Nixon was born in January of 1913, January 9th, 1913, and that he survived until 1994. So that doesn't put him in the running ahead of Gaston Glock. Gaston Glock. Oh, words are hard, guys. Gaston Glock, born after Nixon. So there's the question isn't who survived longer. The question is who was born last. So Nixon, sorry, you're not in the running here. But there is another president that is mentioned in Fallout 2. Ronald Wilson Reagan, born 1911, died 2004. Strangely enough, Reagan is older than Nixon, even though he served as president like a decade and a half after Nixon did. He was one of our oldest presidents at the time, and so he isn't in the running either, but he is mentioned. He's one of the only other presidents of the 20th century that is directly mentioned in a Fallout game. So far, Gaston Glock is in the lead. Now, let's think about other potential candidates. Who else could be mentioned in these games? Who else would people know about? What about famous people who weren't engineers or presidents? What if we think about movie stars? Are there movie stars or actors or musicians, people in the entertainment industry? And it turns out that there are a lot. So we have another option here for Clint Eastwood. Yes, Clint Eastwood, the actor who is still alive, 93 years old as of today, was born in 1930. This is a year after Gaston Glock. And what evidence do we have for Eastwood? Well, the 44 Magnum description in Fallout 2 is a Dirty Harry quote. So let's go with my logic here. Dirty Harry, the movie Dirty Harry, which Clint Eastwood starred in, existed in the Fallout universe. There's a quote from it on the 44 Magnum gun. Does that imply that Clint Eastwood played the character and would have lived too? It's reasonable to assume this, but again, we don't have direct evidence. So even though this character, this individual, this actual human person, would have been the most recent born, Gaston Kallok still wins because his name shows up. Eastwood's name doesn't actually show up. So he can't be a contender for this. Okay, so let's think about it. Who else in that era shows up? Well, you might be thinking about Fallout New Vegas and the Kings. Elvis Presley is mentioned in Fallout, Fallout 2, New Vegas, 76. He shows up, or at least the concept of him shows up all over the place. Everybody knows who Elvis Presley is. He was the most famous musician of the 1950s and into the 1960s. And he brought rock and roll into the mainstream. And the Kings loved him so much that they basically turned a gang into worshippers of his. When was Elvis Presley born? Well, turns out Elvis Presley was born on January 8th, 1935. So 6 years after Gaston Kallok. Elvis, you are our new contender for most recently born. Congratulations. So let's dig into the info about him a little bit. There's some cool info here. According to the FalloutFandom.com wiki article, it kind of sums it up pretty well. Portraits of him called Velvet Elvises can be found in Fallout and Fallout 2. Words are hard. Elvis impersonators were trained in pre-war Las Vegas at the King's School of Impersonation. His presence is prominent in Fallout New Vegas with references to his songs and movies and quest names, as well as an entire gang known as the Kings who idolize Elvis and have styled themselves after him. The Kings themselves do not know of Elvis's name, which is why they simply call themselves the Kings. Now, just because they don't know his name doesn't mean that we don't have evidence that he existed, because we actually have the pictures and the images of him. And even if they didn't know that that was his name, I feel like that's enough evidence. If you look at the actual images of the Velvet Elvis framed picture, it is a very small, low resolution image because it comes from the first two Fallout games, but it is clearly Elvis. This is clearly the same person. So I think that's enough evidence to count. Now, the Enclave membership questionnaire at the Whitespring Bunker in Fallout 76 lists Elvis as a possible answer to the question, which of the following thinkers' belief systems most closely match your own? Also, the exam at the Pioneer Scout Camp lists Elvis as the correct answer to who the King of Rock and Roll was. So clearly connections there as well. You've got a name, King of Rock and Roll. This is still clearly mentioning the same person. This isn't a different person. And not that most of us would doubt that, but I'm trying to scrutinize this as best I can in order to save us some speculation rabbit trails. Because now we're moving into artists, musical artists. And once you get into musical artists, that opens up a huge can of worms. There are all of these different options for, well, when did the songs show up in the real world? Because let's think about the whole discography of Fallout, right? We have songs that go way, way back. We have songs that come from the early 20th century. We have songs that show up later in our timeline from the 1950s and 1960s. But then there are songs in the styles of this old music that weren't actually written until more recent times, the 1990s, the 2000s, 2011, I believe, is one of the most recent ones. But those songs and the way they're written are done in a way to sound like older music. And the artists who are responsible for writing or recording or singing on those tracks aren't the same level of pop figures as somebody like Elvis. So, and on top of it, we don't have references of characters in the world talking about a lesser known artist who wrote that song in 2011, that sort of thing. So although there is music from clearly recorded and produced and with artists from a more recent time, those people themselves don't stand as characters mentioned the way Elvis is mentioned in this world. So as much as I respect them as artists, as much as I think they're probably very wonderful people and extremely talented, and I love the music that they do, I don't have anything beyond that song existing to point to the existence of the people who made it inside the Fallout world. So we can't conclude that in Fallout that those would be the same artists. And I'm going to stick to this because we haven't drawn that connection. And this is going to affect some very interesting artists that we're going to get to on the other side of the midbreak. So don't go anywhere.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, we're in the middle of the show, and this is where we get to thank our patrons for being so awesome. And we've got a bunch of new ones that signed up just over the last 2 weeks. Caleb S., Riot, I never remember how to say Pedernalis Falls is not how you pronounce it. It's like you move the letters around. Ped, thank you for signing up on the Patreon. And Victor J. Ped is one of our admins on the Discord and has been for a long time and has done some wonderful things. So thank you for signing up and for all the rest of you for being here and being part of the Patreon. I'm sorry if you can hear some of the lawn people from across the street bleeding into my microphone. This is the problem with trying to record episodes during the day, is that you get like yard work happening. But it's not too loud. I hope it's not too distracting. And thank you for everybody supporting the show. Thank you to our Sentry Bots, Cooper, Larry D, Mark C, Sky R. And yeah, that's it. I was going to go on and read the Assaultrons. But nope, the Sentry Bots are the ones that get shout outs every week. And the place that you can go check this stuff out is patreon.com/falloutlorecast. And you can check out all the different stuff. You get ad-free episodes. You can join us for patron chats at the end of every month. There's all sorts of fun stuff over there. And genuinely, this show wouldn't be possible without all of you and your support, either on the Patreon or sharing the show with your friends and all of that. So thank you to all of you. Also, we've got some new reviews. It's been a few weeks. So let's get through these as quickly as we possibly can. This comes from DresdenFan1 in the United States, who writes, "Awesome. I just started listening today and I'm enjoying this podcast so much. I have been listening since 8 a.m. while I work and it's now 2:30. Very well done and well researched. I'm discovering things about the world of Fallout I have never known otherwise. This is definitely one podcast I'll keep listening to at work and at home." Thanks, Dresden. Then we have one from CT107 from the United States, who writes, "I don't know if you will see this, but Oswald from Nuka World DLC also disappears in a cloud of smoke like the Smiling Man, and Oswald is talking about how he has real magic." You're right. They both use the same kind of smoke. I hadn't thought about that. So thank you for cluing me into that. Not really a review, more of a message, but I appreciate the 5 stars. Then this one comes from the Kydubs. I think that's how that's pronounced in the United States of America. And I don't know why I said it like that. And they write, "Best Fallout podcast ever. Robots, this is an amazing show, and I really appreciate all the hard work and time that you put into this. From all of your research to your enunciation and your super duper mart soothing voice, I just love listening to your take on the world of Fallout. Hands down my favorite game. I can't get over the 50s aesthetic combined with the apocalyptic vibe, and I can't wait to see what you have planned next. I'm a new listener and only on the 15th or so video, but we'll catch up soon as I listen every day to and from work." Well, I hope you're checking out the audio stuff, because these episodes are not all existing on YouTube yet, but maybe one day. Thank you for that. And then one more. This is from Marduk Raw in the United States, who writes, "Love the podcast. I like this podcast. I just started listening about a month ago. I started playing Fallout 4 in 2015 and have been hooked on this story universe since. Probably will become a patron soon." So thank you so much, Marduk. All right. That's it for our reviews. Thank you for being here. Let's move on with the rest of the show.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right. So we're in the realm of artists, musicians, actors, things like this. And do we have any reference about anybody more recent than somebody like Elvis Presley? Well, turns out that we do, because Elvis was famous mostly in the 50s and then into the 60s. And then when you get to the 1960s, we get a song that shows up in Fallout 76. And I was very surprised when I noticed this was part of the song, or part of the discography, that's the word. The song is Wouldn't It Be Nice, and that is from 1966 by the Beach Boys. So, did the Beach Boys actually exist? Now, they are a famous artist, a famous group, very specific musicians, especially in 1966 when they recorded this, very specific individuals. Do they count? And I'm going to say no, because we don't get any, as far as I'm confined, any actual references to the individuals who the Beach Boys were. Even though it's exactly the same recording of Wouldn't It Be Nice that we know in our own world, we don't get confirmation that this is the Beach Boys. And I know that sounds a little bit silly. Like, clearly this is the same voices, this is the same arrangement, all of that is the same, so can't we just assume that those are the same people? And that's where this gets fuzzy, because do I allow something like the Beach Boys, because of their popularity, to skirt this requirement that I've created, but somebody like a lesser-known artist from 2011 doesn't get the credit like that? And I'm going to have to say, for me, I'm going to assume that we don't know for sure, and so therefore I can't give them credit until they are specifically mentioned individually as people, or you can see their pictures show up somewhere. Because we have that evidence for Elvis, we don't have that evidence for the Beach Boys. So if you are not like me and you want to consider the Beach Boys an option, then most of them were born roughly the same time. For example, Brian Wilson, the most famous and arguably most talented of the Beach Boys, was born in 1942, June 20th, 1942. So he and they've had kind of a revolving cast of members. They're all roughly the same age. He's 80 years old today, still alive. And now we have a new, most recent born person, if you go that route, because Brian Wilson is younger than Elvis was. But I don't think that really counts. So we need to move on from there. Now, are there any other artists, actors, anybody else that is mentioned or shows up? And it turns out that there is. And it's not necessarily in the soundtrack. It is in images and items that and references in the world, and specifically in Fallout 2. So if we go back to actors, we have an actor that shows up in an image, which I believe is enough to say that this is the same person. Halle Berry, the actress and model, shows up in Fallout 2. There are images of Halle Berry in like pinup posters in Fallout 2. And again, they're very low res, but this is something that people have been aware about since Fallout 2 came out. Halle Berry was born October 14th, 1966. So if she exists in that world, in the world of Fallout 2, and in the real world, and that picture is her, which I believe it is, then that's enough evidence to say that this is the same person, because she was an actress and a model. People had pinup posters of her in the late 90s. That totally makes sense. All of that comes together. She's currently 56 years old and is now the youngest person to be born, the most recent birth of a real person in the Fallout universe. But wait, there's more. There are two bands, two very modern bands, that are mentioned in Fallout 2. Tool and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I know this absolutely breaks the like 1930s to 1960s aesthetic, because these bands are way more modern than that, but they became famous in the 1990s, so that's why it makes sense that they'd be referenced in Fallout 2, because they were kind of in the zeitgeist. They were being talked about a lot back then, and they are still both popular today, both of these bands. So what about the members of these bands? How old are they? Well, let's take a look at the Red Hot Chili Peppers. The Red Hot Chili Peppers include the four main members of the band most of the time. You've got Anthony Kiedis, Flea, John Frusciante, and Chad Smith. Now, all of them except for John Frusciante, and I'm probably messing up the way you pronounce that name, are 60 or slightly older, 61. Chad Smith is 61. John Frusciante is 53 years old, which means that he was born on March 5th, 1970, So we are now into the 1970s. What about the band members from Tool? Well, they include Maynard James Keenan, Adam Jones, Danny Carey, and Justin Chancellor. Now, most of these guys are all pushing about 60. Maynard's 59, Adam Jones is 58, Danny Carey is 62, Justin Chancellor is 51. So, Justin Chancellor was born November 19th, 1971, the youngest of both the bands Red Hot Chili Peppers and Tool. But does this fall into the trap? Just because these bands are mentioned, can we assume, like the Beach Boys, that they have the same members, born in the same years, they're the same musicians, because a band name is not the same as a person's name. To say something like Elvis Presley lived on this at this time or at this date, or Halle Berry, that is a picture of Halle Berry. She is a person. This is when she was born. So that part, we can assume that connection, because we're never going to see the date in the world of Fallout of like, this is the person in the picture and they were born this date in the Fallout universe. So we have to make assumptions about the date. That's fair. But when it comes to bands, can we carry that assumption forward? And I fell on the side of no with the Beach Boys, because we get the artist, we get their song, but we don't necessarily get reference to the individuals. So those individuals could, although it's unlikely, be different. Tool and the Red Hot Chili Peppers are the same because we get references to the bands, but we don't get references to the individuals. So that is a leap too far. Now, if you want to say, well, it would be reasonable to say that they're the same and that they are robots, you're just making up a bunch of extra hurdles to get over here. Let's just go with it. And if that's the case, then Justin Chancellor from Tool, born in 1971, is the last born human person from our world that also shows up in Fallout. As far as I can tell, if that's not the case, if you agree with me that making that connection to the individual members of the band is too far of a jump, then it's Halle Berry, who was born in 1966. Very cool stuff. And if you happen to come across a reference to anybody else, a very clear reference to any other real person who actually has a real birthday after either 1966 or 1971, then let me know, because that would be exciting. This is what I've been able to find so far. And big credit to a lot of the different people on the Fallout lore subreddit and some of your theories about this. I probably would not have come across Halle Berry if it wasn't mentioned over there. And let's see, this was by InUnotRO, so thank you for mentioning that as an option. And who knows, maybe there's some others that I just haven't come across or haven't remembered. But I think that this is, you know, it's pretty close to accurate at this point. Maybe the mystery will continue to evolve, but thank you for joining me on this adventure, trying to figure this out, and I will see you next week. Stay safe until then. Bye, everybody. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.